I mean, put yourself in my shoes. This is what I gotta do for a living. I go on the internet and I find news that like things that actually are happening in the world. Like this involves adults. And you get exposed to this constantly on a daily basis. And you end up not being able to tell if it's satire or not. Like this could very well be from a South Park sketch. And it would be within that universe. Like it would cause immersion. And apparently it's not satire, right? Because ABC News is presenting it. So let's listen to what it is. I mean, look at these thunderous applauses. Now, what I love is that this isn't like a community thing. Like, they're trying to present it as a community thing, but there's like six or seven people here, which is pretty much how the left exercises power. Like, these people are in some position of authority, and they get to do their things and also pretend that everyone is cheering, everyone is clapping. You're just removing a street sign, and you're pretending that, I don't know, you managed to win the new civil rights movement.
LA City Council members Hugo Soto Martinez and Nithya Raman were on hand today to help remove the signs. They say the no cruising and no U-turn signs were put up in the 1990s to prevent people in the gay community from meeting up with other gay people.
I want you to notice how the mainstream media gives authority to this. Like, really, no one would care outside of this little community. You don't even see the people from within that community like gathering and caring about it, but the mainstream media is treating it with such levels of respect and seriosity, right? Like, if right-wingers were to do something similar, they would be mocked and criticized, but when the left does it, well, I mean, it's a serious issue. I mean, obviously, look, we're ending bigotrismus.
I was also surprised that these U-turn signs were still up. And at first, you know, they seem a little, oh, okay, it's just a no U-turn sign. But when you learn the history of it and you realize that these were used to profile gay people, it's so important that we have these removed.
The LA City Council members say the signs were put up after the gay community began to grow and because there was a gay bar in that.
So let me get this straight, you know, like, this is why their stories never make sense, because we're only hearing one side of the issue. Like, the mainstream media isn't doing actual investigative journalism, and it's like, okay, well, if you want to cover this, let's actually find out who put them up, and let's see if this was actually the case. Because it doesn't make sense to me if there's a gay bar in the area. So you're allowing a gay bar in the area, but at the same time, you don't want gayness. This is happening in LA, right? So it's in San Francisco. Like, we're not talking about Texas or anything like that. We're not talking about Florida. We're talking about LA. So in this place, right, you have a gay bar and they put the U-turn sign next to the gay bar to sabotage the gay bar. Well, why did they give license to the bar then? You know, like, people can walk. But I did research it, and apparently they're claiming that back in the day, people used to date amongst the LGBT community without using Tinder, because like the internet didn't exist. So what they would do is like they would designate specific areas and they would just walk there. And I mean, even if you were to assume that, okay, well, they're putting the U-turn here in order to prevent like gay people from dating, it could also be placed to prevent the traffic congestion. Like, imagine if you have eight cars that are constantly just circulating an area, constantly, constantly. It's like, why can't you do it on foot? Like, you can literally park your car and then do it on foot. Like, there weren't laws against this, right? So it's more likely that they placed the sign due to the fact that the area was just completely clogged by all these cars that were circling over and over. Like, imagine you're a person that lives in the neighborhood and you just want to go home. And you have to wait for this huge line of cars at 9 p.m., which are just moving around. But there's also, you know, like the thing with the left just using the constant fallacy. Like, they like to consider themselves educated and intelligent, but they use so many fallacies. And one of them is the genetic fallacy, right? Like, if something came from a bad place, then that thing must be bad. Like, for instance, if Hitler said, do not smoke, then the concept of do not smoking is evil now just because Hitler said it. And they do this all the time. They will say, well, yeah, but like back, historically speaking, back in the day, this was the reason why that sign was placed. And even though now it has nothing to do with it, we're going to make a spectacle out of it. And they always pick and choose. Like, they never look for leftist celebration. Like, for instance, Workers' Day, right? May Day. May Day came from the May Day Massacre. So the May Day Massacre was in a time where America was taking a lot of immigrants. They were taking many Germans, especially, because Germany was going through the Depression. And the Germans that came, they also brought communism with them. So they had, like, anarchist papers that were written in German so that the local population doesn't understand what they're writing. And they would often organize worker riots, worker revolts. Now, during May Day, the revolt was actually peaceful. Like, you have actual workers taking part in the event. But within the workers, there were a couple of anarchists, a couple of agitators that threw a bomb into the police line. And the police line responded by firing and shooting the innocent workers that were just there to exercise their right to protest. Now the left considers this a national holiday, right? Like Workers' Day, May Day. And you can look it up on Wikipedia, like this is the history of it. For some reason, they never criticize this. Like, for some reason, they never talk about these issues, you know? They never say that Women's Day has communist roots as well. Like the International Mother's Day, yeah, like the Soviet Union had the hand to play with that. They never talk about those things, right? Their celebrations, their statues, their influencers, and what racist thing they said. It's always about, oh, look how bad America was. Because, like, at the end of the day, this is what they're doing. They're basically saying, look how evil America was. Look how awful it was in the past. Like, gay people just wanted to have sex, and they went on the street, and they put a no U-turn, right? Like that's why they're doing it. And this is why the media is so interested about their activism. This is why their cameras are there. And the ridiculous nature makes people to share the story so that they're like, oh, look how bad things used to be in America. And if you happen to live in America and you actually don't know anything else about the world, sure, maybe it looks bad. But like by comparison, when you look at how gay people are treated in the Middle East, you would think that, wow, America was very progressive for the time. It was very forward-thinking, and, you know, we are proud of our America's ancestors for being so tolerant and so accepting. But this what happened because people lack history. They do not have the common. They don't even have critical thinking. Like, all of this nonsense seems bizarre to me. It's like, okay, so you put a no U-turn sign in order to heckle gay people. Like, come on. Like, how petty is that? How petty is someone from the government that would do something like that? I will believe it, you know when? When you actually go and you ask someone that actually did place those signs. So I can hear his side of the story, and then I can compare and make up my mind on what actually happened. Because I'm not willing to make up my mind on a story based on just what one group of people are claiming, without hearing the other. So anyway, let me know what you guys think, and as usual, I will see you in the comment section. Take care.